Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Today's podcast topic is going to be very meta because we're on the Tricks of the Trademark podcast. And we're going to talk about the trademark tricks of the trademark. I'll try not to stumble on the trademark word too many times, but I like to practice what I preach. So when I came up with this podcast in collaboration with my friend Chad Barr, I wanted to come up with a creative name. And then, of course, I wanted to protect that name. So I want to take you through those steps and how it got to be that Tricks of the Trademark is a registered trademark at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. The first step was to brainstorm potential names, to come up with a handful or more creative ideas. I prefer suggestive brand names that tell you something about the product or service, but don't immediately describe it in a blatant, apparent way that makes it more difficult to protect. So had I called this the Trademark Law Podcast, it would have been very difficult to protect that name, possibly impossible to protect. So I came up with the idea for Tricks of the Trademark, a play on a phrase, includes the word trademark, so you know the topic, and it's fun and playful because we like to have fun on the podcast. So then I had to do a search. I did some searching on my own to see, has anybody used this name in connection with podcasts or trademark advice before? Then, after seeing nothing there, I paid for a comprehensive search to really get a full report. Then I filed right away with the Patent and Trademark Office. Before I'd ever recorded a single episode of the podcast, I filed to start the protection. It's called an intent to use application, since there had not yet been a podcast. And that put me in the public records, gave me a filing date and a serial number from the USPTO, and started my protection as early as possible. Then I went ahead while the application was pending, launched the podcast. The application got approved. Then we filed the evidence of use, because even when the application is approved, if it's an intent to use application, you have to complete the process by actually using it and submitting the evidence. So I filed the evidence, and then ended in receiving the trademark registration certificate from the USPTO. That entire process from start to finish took about 8 months. But the critical part was the foundation at the beginning of a creative name, doing a proper search, and filing early, filing as soon as possible to begin the process. When you are coming up with new brand names or new slogans, or changing a brand name, or launching a new service, I'd like you to think about these steps and think about what you can do to maximize the creativity and the protection for your brand names. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.